This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
That's champ. Yeah, man, I'm going to have to listen to that on the plane.
I know, I can't wait.
I can't wait to listen to a Paul Wall.
So excited.
Are you?
Yeah, I love Paul Wall.
I like Paul Wall. I'm not saying I'm excited, but when you said I was like, oh, really?
That's, what is that then? Like, what's that emotion?
Cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just cool. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Just, like, you're cool or... You feel like it is cool.
I think it's cool that Paul Wall's got an album. Okay. I think it's cool that he has one.
But you're not excited.
No, I'm not excited about it. But I think it's cool that that Paul Wall is
it uncool to be excited?
No.
Oh.
No, nobody knows.
Because I'm excited.
But you should be.
I can't wait to listen to it.
And you should be. But, yeah, let's go back to the Falcons because they're pretty bad. And I was.
I'd so much rather talk about Paul Wall.
Me too. Me too. It's bad because – because you want to be positive, and not necessarily saying being positive. You just don't want to be like, because I'm always one of the people, well, if I'm complaining about a team, why don't I watch it? If I think that, you know, they're going to trick it off and all that, then why am I watching? You know what I mean? So I try not to have that kind of perspective on certain things, especially on sports teams. I'm like, well, then why the hell am I going to watch it then?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean?
This one's different because, you know. You have to.
Yeah, exactly. But I love watching. You know, I love watching ball, and it's always great when the Falcons win football games and everything. But I can't get all of my feelings about the win because they won. The most important thing was they won. Now, did they win the way you wanted to win? No, they did. Did Kirk play bad? Yes, he did. But they still won the damn football game, and they're still alive and everything like that. Do I think that it's going to get better as far as your quarterback play going here forward? I do not. But anything's possible, Bunk. Anything's possible. But I just don't see him being – the reason why they win. I see him as the reason why they lose.
Yeah, I mean, it's just hard to talk yourself into it getting better at this point of the year, given the way that it's gone for the last month and a half.
Yes.
Right? Like, the arrow is clearly pointing down in terms of his play and what he's capable of. So, yeah, look, I mean, I think if he starts, which he probably will against the Giants on Sunday, everyone hopes the same thing, just like we hoped it last night. But at a certain point, like, you know, what's hope? You know? What's hope get you? Not much.
Not a lot.
It's not getting me much in terms of his play improving. So he's being realistic, you know?
And Jesse Bates,
I don't think it's in your feelings to be realistic about what you saw last night.
Yeah, man. I'm looking back at the Hail Mary, and the damn receiver was right beside Jesse.
Yeah.
He was right beside him. Yeah. Like, they could have tugged. They could have battled for the ball.
It was a dangerous decision.
They could have battled for the football.
They very much could have.
You know what I mean?
When he was on his way to the ground, that's a lot of times what happens is the receiver reaches in there and it snags it from you. And I don't know if they were fighting for the ball, whatever, on the ground, like a fail Mary, whatever, from back in the day. Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe the refs would have done it, but
you never know, man. You never know.
Luckily, they didn't.
Luckily, they did, and they were able to get a win, man. But, yeah, this is going to be – I'm really interested to hear what Ra, his press conference, especially the boys are going to be up there tomorrow with him, right, and everything. Mike and Carl are going to be up there with him. And listening to him say, because Penix's question is going to be first.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be one of the first questions.
Oh, yeah.
That you asked about and everything. And Kurt's play and the pass to run ratio. We already talked about probably with the coach speak that he's going to say, well, we run the ball so well. And so that's what we wanted to do. We wanted to come in there. The emphasis was on the run game because the Raiders are probably 32nd against the run or something, and the analytics told us that.
They are very bad against
the run. Yeah, and so we knew that. We knew that we could run the football on, so we didn't want to put the ball in there. The reason we didn't let Younghoe Koo go out there was because we wanted to play the field position game because
that's
we,
what
felt
he said.
Like, we felt like our defense you know, could hold them back and everything, and we can get the ball with great field position, all those different things. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. But you got an issue. You got an issue with the guy who's taking the snap.
Yeah.
You're having an issue
because all that stuff might be
true on every offensive play.
But it's also like conveniently incomplete. You know what I mean? Those answers aren't really answering the question about what's going on with Kirk Cousins. It might be true that you wanted to do that. It might be true that we made this in-game decision because of this and that and all that.
Right.
But it's also not the full story.
No, it's not.
And I know. Anybody thinks they're going to get the full story from an NFL football coach in a weekly press
because
conference in the middle of the season.
Because Ra's a very bright and smart brother. He knows.
Of course he does.
He knows.
Of course he does.
And I know that he was probably like, damn, we got to go play it. And it's going to be on national TV and everybody's going to see what we see.
Which, by the way, ESPN leaned all the way in to the Penix stuff.
Oh, dude.
He was on split screen half the game.
Like, dude, stop showing me.
Sitting there holding his shoulder pads like this.
Stop showing
there
me.
Like that. I'm sure Penix doesn't mind getting showed.
Stop showing me, man.
He's not playing.
I ain't going in.
His helmet's off.
Yeah.
You know?
I ain't going
in. He's a single man. Let the ladies see it. But, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but, I mean, but this is you're in this thing still, and it's really hard to put a quarterback, especially a rookie, in this situation of a win and go home this late season. I still do it. I wouldn't give a damn. But, I mean, that.
I think Penix will be all right.
I do it, but that's why they pay Ra the money.
Yep.
Make these kind of decisions.
Yeah, that's true. All right. We'll get into some college football conversation coming up in about 15 minutes from right now. This trend of big name former players becoming or being interested in becoming college football coaches is really interesting.
Yes,
obviously,
is
a name we're very familiar with here. It was in the news the last couple of days. We'll get into that. Back to those comments from James Franklin about the transfer portal and college football needing a commissioner and all of that. And I think probably it'd be fun to look ahead to some of the games on Saturday,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Because there are.
Right, Friday night.
Oh, yeah, Friday is the first night. College. Yeah. There's a bowl game today, too.
Oh, who's playing today?
We've got the Scooters Coffee Frisco Bowl between Memphis and West Virginia.
Yeah, but go, baby.
Yeah, West Virginia's got a new coach.
Rich Rod. Hey, man.
Rich Rod.
Who said it can't go home? Rich Rod went home? Scott Frost went home?
Yeah.
Like, who says you can't go home?
Who says you can't? Might as well.
Might as well.
Just, if you were happy there,
why
and it worked
leave?
Out.
Yeah, well, Rich Rod got the Michigan job.
Well, yeah, Rich Rod got the Michigan job.
And Scott Frost got the Nebraska job.
And that was technically home.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But then he went back to his other home. So he went home twice.
See, I should have never left.
Should have never left. No, man, that was your dream job.
It was a dream damn job.
You wanted to be the coach in Nebraska since you played at Nebraska. It just didn't work out. It doesn't always work out for everybody. All right, let's get to an NFL No Huddle. NFL No Huddle every day to kick off the noon hour. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We were going to play Raheem's comments on Cousins needing to play better. I think we just did that, right?
Yes.
We just did that for a few minutes. We don't have to do that anymore. Let's move on to the other game that happened last night. The Vikings are 12-2 now, which is pretty ridiculous. Like, nobody had them doing this season at all. Obviously, Sam Darnold is having a renaissance of the season. Here's their head coach, Kevin O'Connell, talking about winning all the games they have.
I love that we've won 12 out of our 14 ops, but we want to be able to finish, and it's going to be a grind because these are really good football teams we're going to play, whether it's two on the road or hosting Green Bay here. So a lot out in front of us, but we got to go back to work.
Yeah, they clinched a spot in the playoffs last night by winning that game, and they finished the season at the Seahawks versus the Packers at the Lions.
Yes.
And that game against the Lions, like, that's going to be for the division.
Yeah, man, and the Lions are in a bad spot, I mean, it's just with the injury aspect on their defense. I mean, they lost their best defensive tackle. They already lost their best defensive player early in the year, lost their best corner, the best linebacker, and sometimes, putting backups to backups out there, and we already know how aggressive Dan is, and he's going to be that way even more now probably. It's just beat up.
Yeah.
It's just beat up right now. Minnesota's healthy, and they're playing some good ball. And like you said, Sam Darnold, he's playing within himself, man. He's playing within himself, getting his best players of football, and, I don't know what they
had a flashback to last night because scored a touchdown, yes. Right? You know what he does when he scores a touchdown?
Yes.
You know we were all walking down Fremont Street.
Yes, I do. I remember that.
I think we're all pretty good at
yes,
it.
Yes, I think we were gritting it down
hit
Fremont.
We hit the gritty on Fremont Street.
We were gritting it down Fremont.
You remember that jersey, Mike? No yeah. recollection. We yes. were. We
yes.
were doing it.
Yes, we were gritting it down gritty. Fremont last night. Yes, we were.
Oh, that means somebody's got security footage somewhere yes. of us doing that.
Yes, we were.
Luckily,
gritty.
We didn't video
yes.
that.
Yes,
good
we were.
Lord.
Yes, we were.
Anyway, he got in the end zone again last night as well.
Great dedication to Randy Moss yesterday.
Yeah, man.
You know,
yeah.
I saw Jake Reed and Chris Carter. They were out there with his jersey and everything like that. And obviously, Jefferson, this for you, Randy. So, yeah, everybody's thinking Art, about it right now.
Is, so he's got cancer. What kind of cancer is it that they said?
I didn't
okay.
know.
It sounds like, I mean, obviously, you know, everybody's hoping for the best and all that, but kind of the way people are talking about it, all this, like, it sounds like everyone's pretty, like, pretty scared.
Yes.
Like, that's,
yes. yes.
That's, I mean, obviously it's cancer. People
yes.
are scared, but, like, that sucks. That's really, really scary.
Yeah,
but, yeah, you saw a lot of tributes to Randy Moss last night for sure. Sounds like decent news on Patrick Mahomes. He's got a high ankle sprain. We know that. Undetermined if he's going to play on Saturday against the Texans. A lot of people suggesting that maybe he just shouldn't
right.
because of how good their record is and
yeah.
how badly they need him in the playoffs. Yeah. But
Patrick Mahomes is going to play.
Yeah, he's going to play football.
Like Andy,
he always does.
Andy and the organization is going to have to tell him he can't play. Because if he can play, he's going to play. I mean, he's going to play. And I know they got a quick turnaround. They go Saturday and then come turn right around and play on Christmas and everything like that. But no. Patrick Mahomes going to play. We talked about this yesterday. This is the most this dude's been hit in his career, man.
Yeah.
They are bad up yeah. front, especially at the tackle spot.
It was mounting up.
They're bad.
And then that play where he kind of got rolled on Sunday was just one too many. Now he's got that high ankle sprain. And, again, like, this isn't breaking news or anything like that. But, I mean, they've been getting by the skin of their teeth all year anyway.
Yep.
That dude's not playing. They don't have a chance.
Chance.
You got no chance.
Don't give me
no
damn field. Carson Wentz.
Is he their backup?
Yes.
That's, yeah. Speaking of the Lions, I did want to mention this because so much of the injuries they've had have been on defense.
Right.
And Aleem McNeil got a torn ACL on Sunday, too. That's a defensive tackle. David Montgomery's out, definitely.
Yes. But yes.
Like, that two-headed monster they have at running back with him and Jahmyr Gibbs has
yes.
been phenomenal
yes.
all season.
Yes.
And now, again, it's indefinite, so who knows? It's a sprained MCL. But David Montgomery being out is a big deal.
I thought
for
I saw he's having surgery. I thought I saw that yesterday.
Dang, man.
And so, but like, he's not gonna be back anytime soon, man. You know, that's another blow for them. Luckily, I mean, they still have a lot. Jahmyr Gibbs is a special player and everything like that. And Jared Goff is just playing really, really well. He's playing really well. That offense is humming. Their defense, and we talked about just a second ago, that's going to be their issue, man. That's probably the health of this football team, especially on the defensive side, is what's going to hinder them from making Super Bowl.
I want to see if this is true. Hutchinson was talking about if they make the Super Bowl,
yes.
he'll be back.
Yes, that was the thing.
All right.
That was the thing.
I promise you I'm going to be back, he says,
yes.
if they make it to the Super
yes,
Bowl.
Yes, that was the thing.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
That'd be a hell of a story.
All right.
Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah, man.
Led he's a high school football coach.
Yep. Miami Northwestern.
They win a state title
yeah,
in
man.
His first year
yeah.
as head coach.
Yeah, they beat the hell out of Reigns, kid school out of Jacksonville, who's a powerhouse also. But, yeah, good for Teddy, man.
Shout out to Teddy.
Miami Northwestern bought the biggest this damn hotel. One of the biggest schools I've ever seen in my damn life. But of course, I have some teammates that went to school there, so we would go out there and do stuff for charity and things like that. But yeah, good for Teddy, man. Teddy Walkway, first year down there, go get a damn state title.
Well done.
Good for him.
Giants, Texans, and Saints decided who their starting quarterbacks are going to be this weekend. I would imagine the Raiders are undecided, too.
Yeah, but I think the Saints are going to go with probably Spencer Rattler.
Probably Spencer Rattler. He almost won them that
Mason
game.
Mason Rudolph and the Titans and.
Tommy time? Tim Boyle?
Tim Boyle.
Tim Boyle.
Tim Boyle's going to start.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Falcons could beat Tim Boyle. Right?
Yes, they can.
Kirk Cousins, even with whatever is happening right now, it's better than Tim Boyle.
They can beat the Giants with Tim Boyle.
Oh, you wouldn't come with me on that second part?
No.
All right, if he's not better than Tim Boyle, they need to put Penix in the damn game. All right, put Penix in the game. All right, we'll come back. We'll get into a handful of different college football conversations, including the fact that College football playoff starts this weekend.
Yeah, man.
There's a game on Friday night. It's going to be a lot of fun. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9.
Fantasy freaks and geeks. It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
The game. Sports Radio 92 on the game. Midday show.
Yeah.
Randy with you here.
Walk in your trap and take over your trap.
That's what they did last night, Randy.
Walk in your trap and take over your trap. Hold on. Walk in your trap and take over your trap.
That's what the Falcons fans did, at least. The Falcons fans did. Just a hell of a performance. Not surprising, but just
walk
a great
into your
showing.
Trap, take over your trap.
Yeah, walk in your trap and take over your trap.
Stop. Stop it. That's when everything went downhill.
Yes.
When all that started. All that trap started. All that trap stuff started. And that's when it started spiraling downhill, unfortunately.
Walk in your trap and take over your trap.
Walk into your trap, take over your trap.
Hey, man. They did. They could have played that song in the locker room. I wouldn't have. They could have played it.
All right, so we were just talking to a couple of the 92.9 listeners.
Yeah, J-Dub and them, yeah.
And his whole crew.
Yeah.
They were at the party on Sunday night. I bumped into him yesterday. So we've seen these guys a bunch of times throughout the time here. First time we've seen them since the game.
Right.
They were like, man, we couldn't even talk trash on our way out of the stadium last night. It was like, we won the game, but we didn't feel right saying anything about
it.
Yeah, man.
I was
like, yeah, no, that's they'll do that to you.
Yeah, dog.
They'll do that to you.
But he said that there was great interaction between the Raider fans and the Falcon fans and everything like that. But, yeah, I would have felt the same way, though. I'm like, but we won.
Yep.
That's the thing about it. I hate feeling down about winning. You know,
no, I'm not down about winning.
Yeah.
I'm thrilled because if they lost that game, everything would be different.
Yeah.
Like this would be one of the worst days ever in terms of doing shows. And their playoff hopes are still alive and all that stuff. Everyone's happy they won. People are down because the quarterback's playing terrible.
Yeah, man.
Like and you were hopeful that all right, bad run of play.
Yeah.
Terrible opponent, though. Like, you just got to see some signs. And we were just watching. They had a little highlight montage or low-light montage, if you want to call it that, that they just showed on ESPN of Kirk last night. Just
– what the hell are you doing?
Just looking, you know, just looking hobbled.
Yeah.
Just looking elderly.
Like, they got bailed out last night. That wasn't a damn personal foul roughing the passer.
No.
It wasn't. He got bailed out. But, luckily, I mean, hell, that's a them problem. But at the same time, yeah, you got your ass bailed out last night, man. So, it's going to be – again, I'm so interested to hear Ra and everything like that. Because
you're
right. It seemed like last night during the presser that more than anything, it wasn't emphatic that, you know, this is Kirk's job.
Yep.
Kirk's going to get a side of this and everything like that. You saw and heard the frustration in Ra's voice, you know, as far as – you got to play better. We want to play better. He knows this, all those different things.
He said the weird thing of we need better play out of the quarterback position.
Yes.
Which is like, you know, kind of a nameless, faceless way of talking about it when your quarterback is, you know, a guy everybody knows who he is and he makes a lot of money.
Yes.
So that was sort of an interesting way to be talking about it last night as well. But you're right. We'll hear from him as the week goes on. If he makes a change, we'll find out about it and certainly we'll react. We'll get the phone lines open in about 15 minutes for Falcons fans to take calls on – certainly on last night's game, certainly on Kirk, but as always, whatever you want from a Falcons perspective, whatever direction you want to take it in, the floor will be yours, and it'll be up to you to sort of steer the ship that way. So 15 minutes from now, we will do that. Let's spend a little bit of time on college football before we get there. We hinted at it during the NFL No Huddle. A lot of rumors about Michael Vick's interest in becoming a college football head coach.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, man, I love it. I love it. I love the fact that, you know, Mike and everybody is no secret what happened to him and everything, right, and of his own doing. He did to himself and everything like that. But Mike has rehabbed his image so well. And now probably it seems like he's going to get an opportunity. I know Sheffy said Sacramento State, and then I saw Norfolk State.
Yeah.
And everything.
Those are the two that I saw.
Those are the two I saw. And so hopefully he gets it and everything. What they want to do, I saw it reading up on it this morning, was that, you know, get him in there, but have veteran coaches around him and everything like that to help him out. But, yeah, hopefully it happens for Mike, man. It'll be a great thing.
The Norfolk State one, I think, made sense to everyone. Because, well, he's from Virginia. He's from, yeah. That makes sense. The Sacramento State one, I think everyone had the same reaction. Like, Sacramento State?
Yeah.
Why? But then you kind of dig into it and find out a little bit more about it. Like, they're trying to up their profile as things are shifting so much in terms of power on the West Coast in football. Like, there's an opportunity for them to get into the Pac-12.
Yes.
There's an opportunity for them to get into that conference and move up.
Yes.
And apparently, and I don't know where it comes from, whatever. I guess every school's got rich alum.
Yes.
Apparently, they got quite a bit of money.
And I saw that.
Yeah.
And when I saw that number, I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Damn.
I don't know how.
Yeah.
But, hey, they got it.
They got it.
And
man.
That's what matters right now.
And that's all that matters. You know. I know we're going to get to James Franklin, but the funny meme I saw this morning was, I guess, somebody signed with North Carolina. And having Bill Belichick stand there with his hands in his pocket, you better sign that damn thing. Like, Bill looked like he intimidating the hell out of him.
No, sign your full damn name. Make it legible.
You're not getting nothing here. And that was the thing about, I was like, you know how cheap of a coach he was in New England? Didn't want to pay nobody? I'm anxious to see how he deal with this, because I'm telling you, this I don't know how these demands of players wanting to go to another school. Let me find it, because I found the list. It was like, I want $700,000.
So this is a kid that's transferring from Alabama to Texas.
This was the rumor. Okay. 700 minimum wire up front. Immediately.
Just send it over.
Yes, for one year.
700 grand. Yeah. Send that over real quick.
Separate NIL deal for three cars for family members to sign immediately.
All right. So I
personal
need that
driver
right
with
now.
A personal driver with a Cadillac SUV to get it for spring practice within the season.
Okay. That's what we got, by the way, from Circa.
Family hotels and tickets for 10 people every game.
Okay.
Plane tickets and everything paid.
Dang, 10 plane tickets every game?
Yes, yes.
All right.
Yes, and then a medical injury. He is basically, if he's hurt, he tells you he hurt, he ain't playing.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
So that's where we're at.
Yeah, that's where we're at, though.
That's
where we're at, man. That's where we're at. That's where we're at.
Man, can you imagine a kid trying to tell Bill Belichick that?
Yes.
Like, I'm going to need this. Yeah. I'm gonna need this. At what point on that list would he have stopped listening?
$700,000
right now?
Probably. But, I mean, Bill knows how to play the game, and Bill wants to be successful.
Yeah.
So to be successful, you're going to have to, you know, get these kids this bread.
Yeah, that's what it is now. It'll probably change in the next couple of years where they try to whatever, I don't know, contracts and revenue sharing and all that stuff. But for now, it's who can extort the best.
Yep.
That's a pretty good little extortion list right there.
I'm like, but I mean, I'm sure that's not the norm.
No, I bet it's not.
I'm pretty sure that's not. I mean, you know,
I bet it's not.
But I mean, and that's what we're talking about with Coach Franklin. And he's absolutely right. As I heard Boise State coach talk about this transfer portal and everything, and just the calendar, just the ability to just go and poach people's kids in the middle of a season.
Let's listen to Penn State head coach James Franklin talking about that earlier in the week.
Bo Prabula did not want to leave our program, and he did not want to leave our program until the end of the season. But the way the portal is and the timing of it and the way our team is playing, and when you play the position of quarterback and there's only one spot and those spots are filling up, he felt like he was put in a no-win situation, and I agree with him.
Now, I agree it's a tough spot.
Right.
Like, if the goal is to do what's best for your career, right, which I think is whether people are right or wrong about the decisions they're making, that's sort of the North Star that's guiding everyone's decision-making, is I think this is what's best for me. He wants to go to a school where he could be the starting quarterback.
Yes.
Like, Aller's coming back. We found that out earlier in the week.
Yes.
So he knows that even if he's there and competes, he's probably only going to get, like, a few packages per game like he's gotten. He wants to play football, so I understand that. I do, like, he doesn't have to.
He doesn't have to leave.
Like, that part of it is, like, let's not make it sound like he's being, like, held with that, like,
that
against his will.
That is true.
If he wanted to stay, he could stay.
That's true.
I understand why he's doing it, and I also understand that the way that the calendar is set up makes it really uncomfortable. It's pretty wild. Like, I think I was naive or maybe I just didn't want to believe it. Whatever. But when we talked about it a couple years ago, I was like, people aren't going to opt out of the playoffs.
Yes.
Like, they might opt out of bowl games, whatever, but no one's going to opt out. Well, wrong.
Yes.
I was wrong. Never say never.
Yeah, man.
Anything's possible in this era of college football. Perbula's not going to be with Penn State when they play their college. And he plays.
Yeah.
He'll play a lot, but he's a player they use.
But you heard Mike. We talked to Mike Conte yesterday, and Mike Conte talked about him. And
he makes them better.
He makes them better. He gives them that different option of running the football and everything like that. And so, I mean, it's to a point where – and I don't understand why they won't change it. I know Coach Franklin was talking about getting the commissioner and all those different things. I love the part that he said that – somebody who doesn't get the benefits basically of the contracts and all those different things, an outside guy. I'm like, who would that be?
I don't know.
Who would that be? But they got to figure out something because of the simple fact that it's like these kids are going to transfer. We understand that, but leaving them the option of, damn, I know my team is going to contend for a national title.
Yeah.
But I have to go because, like he said, these jobs are filling up.
Right. The opportunity that I'm being presented with will be filled by someone else if I don't take it right now.
Yep.
Right.
And that's exactly what it is.
And it's going to cost me X amount of money. It's going to cost me playing time next year, all that kind of stuff. Because, and again, that's not really the team that's going after him's fault either.
Nope.
They need to fill out their roster.
Yes.
They don't get him, they need to know they're not going to get him so they can get somebody else. Yep.
It's a terrible system. These guys are already going where they need to go. We were talking, you know, the kid from Washington State. Looks like I saw this morning that you're going to have to beat out Miami to get him. Yep. You know, and we know Miami going to spend that bread just like they spent it to get Cam Moore there.
So Washington State is becoming Miami's, like, feeder for quarterbacks?
Yes.
Worked out with Cam Ward.
Yeah, it did. It was pretty good. Huh?
John Mateer's a really good quarterback. So, I guess. I mean, what sucks about that is, like, I know a lot of Cougar fans. A lot of Cougar fans are relatives. Like, a lot of people throughout the year just, like, enjoy it because somebody's going to pay him to leave.
Yep.
It's almost like in the back of your mind while you're watching a great player play for your school, if you know the deal with your school's NIL and all that, like, well, he's gone.
Yep.
And then you try to lie to yourself, and it's like, well, maybe he'll stay.
Whoa.
Maybe he really likes being – because I got one guy that I used to work with who's the most diehard fan of any college program I've ever known. He's a Washington State Cougar.
Right.
And to him, being a Washington State Cougar is, like, the greatest thing you can be.
Right.
He's like, maybe the pride of being a Cougar will be enough for him. I was like, Jim, I don't think so.
No.
I think Miami's going to make the pride of being a millionaire for him.
Hell yeah, dog. But that's what I'm saying. But it's so crazy because
– I love Jim.
You know – but that's what you would have thought back in Jim's day, probably.
In Jim's day,
you go to a school because you love the school. You know what I mean? You want to have that pride and all that other stuff. I'm not saying these kids don't have pride or anything anymore like that, but they got options. They got options.
Yeah.
And what happened was is that when they gave them that option to do that, and you put them in a situation where I can't wait. You know what I mean? Or it's because I think about it all the time, and people ask me this all the time. Randy, would you go in the transfer portal? I don't know. Because it wasn't an option that we didn't transfer. But the thing about it,
who knows?
But I was always a starter,
right,
so you know what I'm saying. Right. But now starters are leaving because they're giving more money out.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's the biggest thing.
Yeah, teams lose starters because some other schools like, hey, I like this guy. Let's throw this amount of money at him and get him.
Yes. Yeah.
Where would you have gone? Washington, probably.
Yeah, man. You know that was my spot right there. I don't know if I could. No,
you've been a great Husky.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, but nah.
You got a proud tight end history at the University of Washington.
I would have stayed at Georgia. I would say Georgia. They had to make work for a while.
I would have transferred every year.
Really? But that's what I'm saying.
I would have been the, like, Tate Martell of
you transfer,
my day.
But you're getting these 1 year deals for $700,000. Hey man, let me get that back.
Nope. That wasn't in the contract.
That wasn't in the contract.
Plus, it's already spent.
Yeah,
sorry.
Man. Yeah, let me get that back. Let me go get it. I bought
two really cool cars.
You'll get a Cuban Link. A damn Trackhawk, a Challenger, and a Pit Bull.
Couple Pit Bulls.
Couple Pit Bulls.
With, like, diamond necklaces on them.
Yeah, a couple damn Pit Bulls.
Like a condo I can't afford.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's what you're gonna get. That's all they're going to get.
Give me a whole bunch of money so I can make some ill-advised financial decisions.
Yeah, man.
Hey, that's what I thought I was going to do yesterday. I made a good investment.
You were good yesterday, man.
So I turned my money into more money.
What's more important than that?
It grew. That's what you want.
Yes, you expanded your portfolio.
Yeah, and I'm smart enough to walk away, too. Now, I did put a little bit of what I won back in there on Georgia to win the national championship.
Okay.
So I put a little bit back down to try to get, so we've got a little bit of a futures play going as well.
Okay.
So now they just got to do it.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I might lay me some deckies down in there. I told Samson I'd put like $20 on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, might as well.
Might as well. Maybe add a little flavor to it.
Yeah, can I borrow some of that?
Yeah, sure.
Well, let me spend your money.
You can borrow some money.
Let me borrow your 20.
Let's keep that audio.
Yeah, let me keep that. Let me
first your... time in the history of the show, Randy asked me if he could borrow money.
Yeah, I want to borrow some money. All right. Because I don't want to spend mine.
Fair enough.
I don't want to gamble mine. Well, you're not afraid to gamble yours, so no. We're brothers.
When I'm rich, all that money I made yesterday.
We're brothers, you know. Yeah.
You know who we really need to let borrow some money?
Who?
Jersey Mike.
What's wrong with
you? I think he tapped out yesterday.
Damn, Jersey Mike.
He was running some Venmo scam on me the other day to get some money. I was like, are you sure this is legal? He was like, yeah, it's fine. Just send it back. I was like, all right, I don't know. If I get scammed, I'm telling him you made me do it. All right, phone lines are open, Falcons fans. 404-726-0929. Let's talk it out. They won the game. Keep in mind, they won the game. I understand Kirk Cousins didn't play well. We'll talk about it next with Falcons fans on the phones on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
No, Kirk, like this. Like this, left, right. Now pick it up some, Kurt. A little bit more, Kurt. There you go, Kurt.
It's back, baby. The swag is back after last night. How could it not surf. Be?
Yeah.
How could it not
be? Yeah, real slow. Yeah, I know they're trying to teach Kurt. Now, this is what you do. You go to the left, Kurt. To the right. Now pick it up, Kurt. Now pick it up. Now pick it up, Kurt. Now we go.
Swag and surf.
I feel like... I think it probably hurts his feet right now to do it.
Yeah.
You know? You're moving that body weight from side to side.
Yeah, man.
That's a lot of pressure on the knees.
Yeah.
Joints.
Yeah,
ankles.
Man. Yeah, dog.
I don't know.
I don't know either, man.
It's not – I don't think it's feeling so good these days to do that for him.
But they better figure something out. Because he's going to be there.
He is.
I can't take no picture right now. I'm working, sir.
We got like 10 minutes.
Yeah, like 10 minutes.
We'll go to break in 10 minutes.
Get ready. I got to get a picture. Working.
Take a break. Do a picture in 10 minutes.
Take a break.
As we're broadcasting. Said, take a break right now. We can't. 10 minutes. He's yelling at me.
Yeah.
All right. We are broadcasting live from the Circa Resort Hotel in Las Vegas. We have had a great time here.
Yes.
A great time. They've treated us really well.
Yes.
It's a really nice hotel, first and foremost. Really nice casino. They've got a sports book. Where we are right now is at Stadium Swim. So we're outside, poolside, looking at these giant screens of all the different sports shows. And they got all the lines up and down the betting lines and odds up and down the left and right side of the screens as well. So just been a great time so far. If you're traveling out here to Vegas for anything coming up, definitely consider Circa because they do it right. Let's get to the phone lines, talk to some Falcons fans about the way last night went and final three games of the season and all of that. The floor is yours. Take it whatever direction you want to take it in. I do want to let you know, before we get out there, that this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Let's start with Alex in Athens. Hey, Alex.
Hey, Andy, Randy, man. I hope y'all are enjoying Vegas.
Yes, man.
Boy, I'll tell you what. I don't think I've been more frustrated watching a football game, whether winning or losing, than I did last night. If I told you we had two block punts, one extra point block,
yeah,
a fumble recovery, two interceptions, four drives that started in Las Vegas territory, mm-hmm, and a fifth drive that started on the Atlanta 49, you would absolutely expect us to be blowing this team out.
Yep.
And for us to continue to send Kirk Cousins out there, he's extremely inaccurate. He missed Darnell Mooney behind him. He missed Ray Ravenscroft.
Yep.
He just looks so uncomfortable. He has no arm strength. The double clutches are killing us.
Yep.
You know, we had the ball coming out of halftime and instantly throw the pick.
Yep.
So he's hampering the team. Raheem, he's got to put his big boy pants on, make decisions that nobody wants to make. Give Michael Penix a chance. I understand he's a rookie. I understand the season's on the line. But what else do we have to lose at this point with Kirk Cousins going out there? We're not going to win against Washington if he's out there. So, you know, Penix has nothing to lose. Let that man go out there and perform. I'll hang up and listen. I appreciate you guys.
No,
and
Alex,
I love you,
I appreciate it,
Alex.
Thank you. You make a great point about all of the work that the defense and the special teams did to put the team in position to score points.
It should have been close.
They scored 15 points last night.
Should have been close.
And two of them were on a safety. So the offense scored 13 points last night, and that touchdown came in the first quarter.
Yes. I mean, it was awful.
It's pretty crazy.
It is.
And that's the second time in 2 weeks they've scored 13 points.
Yeah.
Because they scored 13 against the Chargers as well.
But and the thing to Alex's point is that they do have something to lose. They're still in the division race, where we want to believe it or not, and all those different things. But technically, they're still in this thing. And so I don't know where Rock goes from as far as, you know, the big boy pants and everything like that. He understands. And again, him having to show this the world, how bad his quarterback is again last night. Yeah, I mean, it's a hard decision to make. But because they're still in it, I just don't think they're going
to
make it.
I don't know what they're going to do, but you have to think there are some difficult conversations being had right now.
No doubt
right?
about it. No
there
doubt.
Has to be.
No doubt.
There has to be. Because we're not making this stuff up. Like, Falcons fans have been watching it for weeks.
Yes.
And last night, if that was, I don't know, if that's what you needed to see, whatever, it makes it a bit worse because of who it was against and how many opportunities you were gifted by the defense and special teams. But that drove it home even further. It was like, man, what you're watching is not what you were watching 6 weeks ago. He looks like a different guy physically. Something has happened to this guy. I don't know what it is. I imagine those conversations are going on right now. I'm with you. I don't know what they're going to do. I'd be surprised if they go to Penix. I think they should go to Penix,
right.
But I'd be surprised if they go to him because of the fact that the season is still on the line. They're still in the hunt and all that stuff. But, yeah, man, it's pretty crazy how bad it's gotten. Lonnie is in Jackson. Hey, Lonnie.
Hey, Lonnie. Hey, thank y'all for taking my call.
Sure.
First off, I want to say, I think it was last week, Andy, you and Randy had a debate about you were saying that Michael Penix probably should be the starter for this game and you know, with the game, make a game plan for him for this game. And Randy was saying, why not do it for Kirk? Okay, we did it for Kirk.
Right.
And out of the, you know, we only played 14 games. The Raiders, you know, defense with Max Crosby was, you know, was legit. They weren't the best, but they were legit. They didn't have Max Crosby right. last night. And we looked way more pedestrian than we have looked in the other 13 games we played. And, you know, with that point being said, we played the Giants next.
Right.
Like you said, the Giants front four, they nice.
Yeah.
But with that being said, why not put Penix in now? With the Giants defense, and let's see what he can give us. I mean, the Giants, they ain't got nothing to lose. I mean, we do. So why not see what we got with this young man instead of just having to sit there? We know what we got with Kirk. We know right. what we're going to get from Kirk. So, I mean, my whole thing is, you know, I want to see Rod here, good guy. But, I mean, he got to make some decisions. And right now his decision-making ain't good for his job.
Thank you, Lonnie.
Appreciate it, Lonnie. That's one of the things because we were talking about basically, okay, because this defense is what it is, maybe this Kirk can get right against this. And that's what I thought. I'm sure that's what they thought also.
Yeah.
But then they could look at, well, he's our starting quarter. He can start anyways. And so why won't they give this young man a shot? I don't understand why he hasn't gotten a shot already. But, meaning that this is just about my personal opinion about it. Now, I can understand the business aspect of it and Ross's thought process
right,
of
right,
this guy.
Right.
You know, he still gives us the better chance because he's a veteran and he can work his way through it. And Michael Penix is young and everything. And it is a short week, so, yeah.
That was a great point from Lonnie, though, because – one of the things we talked about putting, if you're going to put Penix in, you probably scale back the game plan a little bit to try to protect
right.
him and make it a little easier. That was the Penix game plan last night.
Yes, it was.
That was a game plan for a rookie.
Yes.
And
why didn't they do it with a rookie?
You could do it with a rookie.
Yep.
You could. It is definitely a tougher ask to go up against that front four with the Giants than it would have been last night against the Raiders. But that, I don't know. Like, I never loved that argument. It's like, well, yeah, I mean, if Penix can be an NFL quarterback, he's going to play teams with good fronts
right.
eventually, one way or the other. The other thing is, look, like, they can't really think about it like this, but we can. Like, if they were to make this change and Penix comes in and plays awesome, they still might not make the playoffs, whatever. But, like, if Penix comes in and plays really well, like, the amount of, for sure. That's not what I mean. I just mean the amount of like, all right, now you feel so much better as a fan going into next year. Mm-hmm. It was like, all right, that guy's legit. That guy's like, it sounds like it's possible that the Falcons Commanders game might get flexed into primetime in week 17. Don't know, but it might. Like, if Penix plays in that game, plays awesome, yeah. and everybody gets to see him. Again, the Falcons could win out and still not make the playoffs because
right.
they don't control their path anymore. But if Penix was in there and they won out, that would build a lot of excitement for next year. And again, I know they can't make decisions that way,
right.
but we can, and that'd be awesome. Can you imagine how much fun that would be
yeah.
to go into the offseason and into training camp next year knowing that that guy's your quarterback and you've seen him do it a little bit? I don't know. Jordy's in Norcross. Hey, Jordy.
Andy and Randy, what's going on?
Hey, hi, Jordy.
Hey, man, blood pressure birds, I tell you. Oh, man. Watching that yesterday was like you could never really get excited for it, like offensively. Like it was, I mean, after that first touchdown, it was like, okay, defense played well, special teams played well. It's like I have nothing against Raheem. I was all for us picking him as head coach, but it's like now we know Kirk Cousins. It's something wrong with him. He's still injured, his shoulder, his Achilles not fully
injured.
Who
knows? But something's up. Something's off.
Something is something. And, Brandon, you played in the league. When you're older, you don't heal the same. You know that. Them injuries you know what I'm saying, especially at quarterback. You know, you got to step with your foot. You got to do all that. Like, the Falcons, that's my team. I love them. But just watching that yesterday, it shouldn't have came to me getting my blood pressure medicine and watching Desmond Ritter have a chance to win the game.
Two throws into the end zone to win the game. Thank you, Jordy.
Appreciate it, brother.
I said, how many times did I say to you last night?
You did.
There? I was like, is it really still 9-3?
Yes, you kept saying that.
What is happening?
Yeah, man. It was an awful football game that your quarterback didn't play well enough. Your defense played good.
Yep.
Your special teams played good. Your special teams and your defense played like they played a raggedy-ass football team.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They gave up 9 points and they blocked a couple of punts.
Yes, and if Jesse makes that tackle, it's a field goal.
Yeah, that's
right. And so, yeah, their offense did not play well enough yesterday, mainly their quarterback. Yeah, they still won the game. We talked about the keys of the game. Run the ball with Bijan. Bijan, congratulations. 1,000-yard back. Good for that young man. But, yeah.
They did all the stuff we asked them to do.
Yep.
Run the ball.
Yep.
Let those guys do all the work.
Yep.
Don't lose the turnover battle. They didn't. They won the turnover battle. And don't get beat deep by a bunch of receivers you never heard of. Brock Bowers was open a lot last night.
Yes, he was.
Dude, Ritter. Ritter's still Ritter.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're looking for the perfect gift this holiday season, Salomon Brothers has 1-carat diamond stud earrings, tennis bracelets, necklaces, and rings for under $999. Shop Salomon Brothers Jewelers or SalomonBrothers.com. We'll come back and get to the final hour of the show. Big story of the day. You know what the big story of the day is. We might get the phone lines open again. Well, we definitely will for the AMA if you didn't get a chance to get your Falcons call in here. But final hour of the show coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.